This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, always love it when we got the government ready to, you know, and I don't care. Shut down. They still spend as much money as they did before. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. RealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a whole bunch of stuff up there on the website. I just love this. I mean, the Dems, I'm watching what's going down here. And the hypocrisy with the Democratic Party when it comes to shutting down the government. If they do it, it's what I've been saying for a long time, right? It's right. It's just. It's fair. It's the right thing to do. And we do it. It's an act of the devil. We push back on what we believe to be truth. It's an act of the devil. You know, and again, they're looking for this DACA deal that they don't have to have for two more months. These guys are looking for a 30-day extension so that we can fund the military. I told you, the Dems hate the military. Always have. And go look at history. Don't take my word for it. Go look at history. Who cuts the military more than either party? Who does it? In 2013, right? Back in 2013, it was the Dems blaming the Republicans for a shutdown or the shutdown. They didn't want to negotiate. They weren't interested in having any kind of conversation. So I really don't care. I mean, I'm at the point now where you do what you got to do. Republicans, you grow a spine. You tell them to go pound sand, right? And you do what we say you to do. Period. And don't worry about what it looks like or smells like or anything else, because when you go to the parts of the country that count, that matter, you're going to find out that you're in the majority and not the minority. And if I were Republicans right now, I would be pounding home the point that these guys are fighting for the rights of illegals. That's what they're fighting for. And it's not just a DACA people. They basically want no restrictions. Speaking of craziness, seriously, it in California, it just never ends. The nut jobness just, I don't even know if that's a word, I don't care, but it just never ends, seriously. There is a legislator in California that has decided that straws are bad. And they're so bad that we now need a law to ban them. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Take a listen and a watch.
First it was plastic bags. Next up, California has their sights set on plastic straws. An environmental group reports more than half a billion plastic straws are used and discarded by Americans every day. So Assemblyman Ian Calderon has proposed prohibiting sit-down restaurants from providing them unless requested by the customers. Meantime, several L.A. City Council members put forward a local ordinance that would do the same.
Isn't that wonderful? Perfect. Because let's not fight with anything else. There's nothing else going on that they need to fight for, the fight for their people. We gotta fight those nasty straws. We gotta fight that plastic. The plastic fight is on, first with plastic bags. Wait! Just wait! You know, it was really funny because when they were fighting the plastic bags in California, some of my friends in the legislature said, check these numbers out. And I don't have them in front of me now, but this goes back a while. And they said, I want you to listen. We're all about the carbon footprint. We're all about how bad it is to waste gas and waste this and waste that. And at the time they said, we're going to switch over to paper. Well, there's a couple of problems with paper. A, it's more expensive, much more expensive, right? They don't hold as much weight at times. It'd be very hard to make that happen. But also, the delivery companies were saying it takes them four times as many trips to deliver the same amount of bags. You're filling those trucks up four times. They're going over the roadways four times. They're ripping up the roadways four times. Right? Now, one environmental group report says that over half a billion plastic straws are used discarded by Americans every day. Assemblymen, you know, the really bad ones are those ones you get at the store that are thick. Seriously. They're made for prolonged use of, throwing spitballs through them at school or something. That's how long they last. You can even wash them in a dishwasher and use them again. Now, Ian Calderone, he wants to do it statewide, prohibiting sit-down restaurants from providing them. Now, you know it starts simple, right? Well, you don't need them sitting there. Now, what are they going to do? Are they going to do glass ones? Are they going to do ones that could be... There is no way in God's creation you're going to give me a plastic straw at a restaurant that's rewashable. Not going to happen. Right? But, hey, what's a few germ... Well, I was going to say, what's a few germs among friends, but I don't know who you are. Anyway, always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe. Yeah, I know. I started, right? 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. It's always amazing to me. I'm still reeling for this because I've read a couple of these now, where you've got legislators who are on board with the craziest things that are going on. When we come back, guess who's going to join us? Your friend and mine, Xander Gibb. I know, you've all been waiting. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Right? I mean, if you're thinking about wandering off because you got other stuff to do, don't do it. Because you're going to miss our buddy Xander. Seriously. I know how much y'all love him. I know I go on vacation, he'd be fine to hang out, right? I always have a lot of fun when he joins me on the air. And Xander Gibb joins me from a secret location in the bunker, where he is protected from the likes of Amoroso, whatever her name is. Anyway, Xander, thanks for joining me today.
It is a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's always some of these women that come out there after Trump, I think to myself, I'm afraid of that person. I mean, sometimes they look so happy and they look so joyful, and other times you look at them going, oh, my God, I can't imagine. If they were mad at me, I'd give them whatever they wanted just to keep them quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, who are the Dems going to kind of conjure out of the box next to you know, have some allegations against Donald Trump? But, you know, it, what it is for me, it's kind of, it's not just that, it's kind of, they're still exacting revenge, you know, for, what's her name? Cigar Girl.
Monica, you know, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky.
Right, the one he didn't have sex with, right? I mean, yeah, I did not have sexual relations yet.
Yeah.
Bubba. Yeah, I mean, look, they start talking about the sex. Boy, did we jump into it. You know, Trump had sex with a hooker. Okay. And?
Well, you know, the thing is to me, let's see some proof of that. Was it while he was in the White House? Because let's face it, here's the thing. Did we vote for Donald Trump because we thought he was perfect? No. Did we vote for Donald Trump because we thought he was blameless since the year dot? Absolutely not.
No.
Why did we vote for Donald Trump? We voted for Donald Trump because we thought he could make a difference. And let's face it, folks. Ta-da! He's making a difference.
Yep.
Because why else would they be attacking him so much?
Oh, God, I'm loving this. You talk about derangement and all this. You know, I'm watching Facebook this morning, right? And you know, funny you talk about him. So when Billy Bob was having sex in the White House, right? What the left was saying, well, as long as he's doing business in there, he's taking care of the people, you know, taking care of more than the people, but he's taking care of the people, they didn't care what he did during his off time. This guy here has sex with consensual. Let's put the right word in there. He didn't force himself on somebody. He didn't rape somebody. He didn't sexually assault somebody. He had consensual sex with somebody. How is this news?
Well, I don't think it is news. And I think that aren't we bored with just this constant rollout of the Democrats trying to discredit Donald Trump. I mean, you know, if this is true, it's disappointing. But, you know, I keep going back to this. You know, people often say to me, Sander, what does Donald Trump have to do for you to stop supporting him? And it's definitely not, you know, some allegation that he's had sex with some hooker. Because if that was the case, you know, what the White House, everything would be empty. There would be nobody in the seat of power. We would be being run by people like Omarosa.
Yeah, well, two thirds of everybody would be gone. In the first swipe, two thirds of everybody would be gone. You know,
I mean, of course, not you or I.
No. You know what? Yeah, I got to tell you something. When I go to conventions in D.C., I've even talked to some of the doormen there. And some people go, yeah, sure, Joe, just telling stories. But here's the deal. The doormen always tell me they love when Republicans are in town because they tip more, okay? And when the Democrats are in town, more hookers show up. Come on. I mean, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you that's exactly what I've heard from several doormen at several prominent hotels in and around the D.C. area. I think it's hilarious. But
I don't doubt it. And the concerning thing is with Democrats, it's just it never ceases to amaze me how they can explain away the bad behavior of their people.
Yep.
I mean, you can go now and look at my timeline on Twitter. That's if I'm not banned for that particular day. And you can see that I'm more than prepared to call Donald Trump out for things that I disagree with, because there have been some things that I disagree with. But Democrats is like some kind of, kind of brainwashing religion where you cannot, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, yes, they did that. But there was a reason for it. They can explain away anything.
Everything.
And with Hillary, with Hillary, it doesn't matter that she threatened, you know, Bill's victims, you know, the people that he raped, because she's a good person now. Well, does it change the fact that you've done it? I'm all for redemption, but where's the repentance?
Oh, what? I mean, seriously, think about it. They're not interested in that. You know as well as I do, that's not it. It's kind of my mantra on the show has been, anything a Democrat does is good and righteous and right. You know, they're doing God's work. Pelosi said that about 4 months ago. The Democrats always do God's work, and the Republicans are always working against God. I'm thinking, aren't you the people for abortion, for the taking of life, even partial birth abortion? There's a heartbeat there. These kids can, These kids can survive outside the womb.
Outside the womb.
Where is God in that picture? I'm kind of confused here. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, you know? But, you know, go ahead.
It rather confuses me that, you know, morally speaking, most Democrats, you know, are lower than cockroaches. You know, the thing is, you know, when I was a Democrat and, you know, people would refer to me as liberal, I'm like, no way, I'm not a liberal. You know, I was undecided on abortion, but very quickly kind of came around to the ideology that, you know, killing is killing is killing, whether you're shooting someone with a gun or you're ripping a baby out of your body because you failed to be careful enough not to get pregnant. Because let's face it, these things are not brain surgery, are they? If you don't want to get pregnant, then you do something about it. You take a precaution. I know a lot of Catholics and will say, you know, even that is wrong. But I would far rather you took a precaution than killed a living thing for the sake of your laziness.
Well, yeah, well, it's all about you, right? We've become so selfish. If it's going to get in my way in any way, shape, manner, or form, it's going to slow me down any way, shape, manner, or form, then, you know, you can't have it. You can't have it in the way. It's seriously, right. I mean, it's been an argument of mine for years. You know, the man has no right as to whether to no say or no right as to whether she keeps it or not. Right. Look, I got beat up years ago for writing a piece asking the question, why does a woman get to play God? Right. And I went through the whole thing. It's kind of like if you and I are driving down the road, OK, and I'm speeding or I do something stupid. I hop the curb and I hit a woman when she's on her way to the abortion clinic. Okay, and that baby dies in the womb, I could be brought up on manslaughter charges.
Right.
She is on her way to the clinic. She's two blocks away.
Right.
She can be brought up on nothing. So she gets to decide if the baby lives or dies, because the babies can live now 21 weeks, 20 to 21 weeks, a baby can survive outside the womb. So, again, it's disingenuous. They tell us to believe, you know, we got to go for a break here, but they tell us to believe in science. They tell guys like you and I who believe in God that we have to believe in science, yet they don't.
Yeah, and they're going to keep telling us. Anyway, we'll be back more with Xander Gibb after the break. Don't go far. Get up your coffee. Come on back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Because I know you're waiting for him. Seriously, right? Tanner Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always helps me kick off my weekend. And I always have a good time with him when he's on. Tanner, thanks for being with me today.
It is a pleasure. And hello to all of our new listeners.
Stay warm, right? Throw a blanket on. We talk about some pretty hot subjects. You may have to take the blanket off. Get you all hot and bothered under the collar. And I don't mean in a good way either. Some of the stuff that we talk about, when I first started the show, people go, hey, you're making it up. You're picking it up off the onion. But I think what's happened is that we've talked about it so much, people have seen it in mainstream media. Now they're going, oh, my God, I can't believe the turn that we've taken as a society. We should be hearing a flushing sound around every corner. At least that's my opinion. Anyhow. Don't get me started.
I would tend to agree, and I'm a very proud American, but some things that I hear, they make me put my hands on my head in despair and just say, what the heck? So they really do.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love some of the stuff that they come up with. We started to go down this road a couple of times, but it's the Amorosa. She supposedly secretly taped a Trump and others in the White House. So all over Facebook today, this, oh, my God, we have secret tapes. You know, this is like the days of Nixon, they think, right? So they go, and I'm thinking to myself, they're salivating again that they might catch him, right? And I'm thinking about, look at what's going on with the investigations, right, the Russian investigation, and all we find out, and they're going to say, oh, no, we have two indictments out of that. Yeah, you hypocrites, the two indictments have to do with two people on the Trump team lying, and this is one was before he was on the Trump team, lying to the FBI. You're hypocrites. Why isn't Hillary Clinton in handcuffs? Why hasn't she been indicted for lying to the FBI? Because she did.
I don't know about you, but I live in hope that they are going to bring that woman to justice. But You know, I every day I read about things that they're finding out about the Obama administration. Because let's face it, you know, Barack Obama was her boss and turned a blind eye to so many things. You know, I want him in one cell, Bill Clinton in another, and Hillary in the one next door. And I want them all sitting there saying, what happened? Because basically, you know, we are a nation of laws, and if we have this two-tier justice system where if you're well-known or you're famous or you're a senator, you can do exactly what you please, but you're a common man and you do something wrong. You know, we've talked so many times on the show about Christian Saucier. You know, he was a naval machinist on a submarine, took a few selfies of a 40-year-old sub, and basically served a year in jail, lost all his benefits, you know, lost everything. Thank you very much for serving our country. You know, one charge of mishandling classified information. But Hillary Clinton, you know, hundreds of thousands of charges of mishandling classified information, not a thing is done to her because of who she is. Isn't America about something different than this two-tier judiciary where you can get away with murder? You know, hello, Seth Rich. You know, you can get away with literally murder. Oh, he committed suicide just because you happen to be called Clinton. Something needs to be done about this crime family who still continue. You know, recently Hillary Clinton tweeted about how sad it was that Donald Trump dare say these things about Haiti being a crap hole on the anniversary of the great storm. Well, Hillary, I'm here to tell you, dear, you are the great storm. Give the children of Haiti their money back that you stole. Yeah. How dare she even mention the word Haiti? Getting fired up now.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is a woman who's had, and the media won't, they will not report on this. You've had Haitian nationals picketing outside of the Clinton Foundation for what, 6 years, 7 years? I don't even know how long it's been. They want an audit done of the money. They have not seen the hundreds of millions of dollars that were donated to them or you know, to the foundation that, to go to Haiti. They haven't seen any of that money. So they're asking the question, where is it? We want it audited. And they're ignoring them. The mainstream media is ignoring them. The foundation ignores them. But and the general populace who loves Hillary at any cost for any reason, and I got to tell you something. I've had these conversations with close Democrat friends of mine. And Xander, God's gospel truth, they look at me like a deer in the headlights. They don't know how to answer. They don't know how to respond. And it's like they pause their brain and go off in a different direction. Like, they can't answer the question.
This woman is literally Satan in a pantsuit. You know, she lost $6 billion of taxpayers' money, of your money, of my money, of hardworking Americans' tax money when she taxed dollar bills, when she was in the State Department, and nothing was ever done about that. I mean, what does this woman actually have to do to get indicted? It really is alarming. And then, like I said, you've got people like, you know, Naval Sailor Christian Associate that does something stupid. Yeah, he should have been punished, but he goes to jail and Hillary Clinton walks free and runs for the highest office in the land. I mean, I scratch my head every time I think about it. Why the heck does this woman get away with murder?
Yep, no. And seriously, take it to, because somebody's going to say to you, well, we have absolutely no proof of that. But let's go to something we do have proof of. She lied to the FBI, and not once, but multiple times. Now, like you said, you know, you got Saucier, you've got these other people that have been indicted over lying to the FBI. Why hasn't she been indicted? Because, as you say, there is a double standard. And they won't admit to it, but there is a double standard. It's just amazing to me. So,
I mean, part of the problem with this is that, you know, unfortunately, you know, the FBI became politicized for so long. And this is why, you know, if the FBI had been totally focused on the law of the land and not their political leanings, Hillary Clinton would be sitting in a jail cell. Let's face it, when Bill Clinton met on the tarmac with, what's her name? Let's talk about my grandchildren, even though we don't have them.
Oh, God, that's great. Yep. No.
there. This woman's name escapes me.
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch. Yeah, I wanted to say Loretta Lynn, but I'm like...
Me too. Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah.
This woman can't sing. you know, she had this, you know, ex parte meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton to discuss grandchildren, and Loretta Lynch doesn't even have any grandchildren. America, the corruption has to stop. And, you know, every day they're talking about wanting to indict Donald Trump for this, that, and the other. How about we sweep the whole floor clean? But that means actually dealing with all of the outstanding stuff. You know, here's the thing, and you won't be surprised at me saying this, but, you know, if Donald Trump is guilty of any wrongdoing, I want him to be punished too. But personally, we never heard any of these things before he ran for office.
Nope.
We never heard anyone say he was a racist. We never heard anyone say he was a misogynist or any of the other things that he's being accused of. So let's see some good old cold hard facts, and I will back you to the hilt. But really, it's all pie in the sky until you give me some facts.
The left makes me nuts, right? Where are all the accusers of Roy Moore now? I mean, are we going to court with this stuff? Is he going to go to jail? I mean, seriously. I mean, or is the justice the fact that they kept him from becoming a senator? Because, I don't know the facts. I would love this to go to court. I would love to have, you know, it opened up and brought out into the open. But, heck, we won't see that happen. Why? Because it's all over now. They've achieved their purpose, right?
And don't you think that's disgusting? In the land of the free, in the home of the brave, that someone could be denied their chance to be in office just because people spread lies. But I hate to keep coming back to this, Joe, but part of the problem is that unfortunately there are so many stupid Americans that will believe absolutely anything. You know, I'm going to put on my website that I weigh 102 pounds because on the internet it must be true.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to follow suit with you. Well, apparently nowadays it's whatever you believe is truth, right? I mean, if you believe in your mind that you're that you're a leopard, then you're a leopard. You know, if you it's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
All this crazy.
No, trans leopard. It's trans leopard.
I'm sorry.
Let's get it right.
I'm so confused.
What are you, leopard or phobic or something? Please get it right with your terminology.
I'm so I can't handle it. I'm so confused. I don't get all these terminologies. I wish they'd rewrite them in English. And then we come back, I'm very concerned. We need to talk about Trump's health. I think we're being lied to. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Just amazing. Don't go far because we're going to talk about Mr. Trump might be in trouble from a health standpoint. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process.
Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. So we don't run out of time right in the middle of it. Let's bring our buddy right back and not play around. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. We have a good time. I can have fun with him that I can't have with some other guests on the show. Xander, thanks for joining me today.
It's a pleasure, and it's yours.
Yeah. There is... I don't want to mention the commercial, but there's a commercial running here in the States on a certain medication. Okay, I don't even know what the medication is. I'm too busy watching this fool. And this is the music that they play in the background of the commercial. And the guy's mowing his lawn and he's dancing and he's walking around the office dancing with this music going off in his head. And I'm thinking, they'd have you locked up by now. Nobody dances around the office like that. And if I saw you that happy mowing your lawn, I would keep my kids away from you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I mean, seriously, nobody is that happy all the time. Anyway, I am Joe Mancino. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, we got some sad news this week. I don't know if you know, but President Trump is totally healthy. and it's a good chance that his doctor's lying. Okay? Because you can't eat a KFC, you can't eat a McDonald's that much, and still be healthy, right?
I don't think that's true. I think if you're generally healthy, if you want to treat yourself occasionally, why shouldn't you? And I mean, why do we know how many Diet Pepsi Donald Trump drinks per day? I don't want to know that about Donald Trump. If I got if I ever got the opportunity to sit with Donald Trump for 10 minutes, that's the last thing
I'm going to say. Wouldn't that be one of the first things out of your mouth? So how many cheeseburgers do you have a week, you know? Right? I mean, seriously, come on, people.
Yeah. This is the thing. The Democrats have just not had the opportunity to regroup since Hillary lost. They're still like, what happened? Because they're running around like headless chickens, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for the most ridiculous thing. And it's only a certain group of people and rhinos who are willing to entertain this kind of BS. And it's indicative of the fact that the Dems have absolutely zero leadership. I mean, come on, Chuck the Schmuck Schumer, what's her name, Wiggy Waters? I mean, who is there? Nancy Pelosi? Sorry, I fell asleep. It's like, seriously, who is the potential leader in that whole group of fools? So they're scraping up the barrel to malign the president. And you see my Twitter feed. I have to laugh at these people. I cannot help myself. Sometimes I just have to say, what was it I read today? Donald Trump is responsible for starving children in Palestine, and that's why they have no money, because, he's withdrawn some aid. Quite rightly so. Well, here's the thing for me, Joe. If you as a country can afford to pay stipends to your citizens for killing Jews, then to me, you can afford to feed your kids. Stop paying stipends to people for killing.
That's right.
I'm just speechless for a change. I am speechless. Donald Trump is to blame for the fact that there are starving people in Palestine. Whatever next?
I love this stuff. I love when they talk about, you talk about Pelosi and Schumer and Waters and all of them and the protections that they want to give. They're fighting right now. I want you to think about something. They're willing to shut down the government right down based on what?
Yeah.
Based on protecting people that shouldn't be here. Right? They're willing to take money out of the pocket of the military. One of the biggest raises the military has gotten in the last 7 or 8 years, and they're willing to hold up that raise based on the fact they want to protect illegals.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, if you've been in the country, my views on immigration are kind of legendary. I'm not strictly party line with regards to immigration, but I have to say, if you have been in the country for 30 years, whether you've been born there or not, and you haven't managed to make your status legal, you can't blame Donald Trump for that, And even Barack Obama, even Bath, had issues with some of these people. Let's face it. It's not just Donald Trump that had issues with people. This was supposed to be a pathway for them. They had a period of time to get legal.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, like, with any kind of segment of time to get something done, if you don't get yourself and your things together within that time, tough.
I'm with you on that. And the people going, that's kind of cold, Joe. But guess what? You had 30 years to get it together. You've had 30 years to pull paperwork. You saw Obama come into office. And some of these people that have been deported have been interviewed, and you find out that they're a Trump supporter, or they voted for Trump. How they voted for Trump? That's the other thing I always got a kick out of. They do some of these interviews. They have some of these people that are here illegally who say, not only did they support Trump, I voted for him. And you'd think the reporter would stop and go, wait a minute, you're being deported because you're here illegally. How did you vote for Trump?
Right.
Right? And I'm thinking to myself, nobody thinks they asked that question. But let's get past that. Here you have a supporter of Trump who says, yeah, I still support Trump. Think about that. But they had all this time to make this happen, and they chose not to. We didn't keep them from making it happen. They chose not to. This goes back to what you and I were talking about during the break. We have taken away personal responsibility from people. Young people can have all the sex they want. It's okay. You don't have to be married. If you get pregnant, we can suck it or rip it out of your body. It's all right. We got you covered. Right? I mean, really, that's where we've gotten to.
You need to get some t-shirts made, because I allude to it all of the time, and it's about the liberalization of the planet. Everything's okay. Everything's acceptable. Everything's groovy, unless you happen to be Donald Trump. You know, you can eat 100 cheeseburgers a day and have 50 Diet Cokes or Diet Pepsis, whatever it is. But if you happen to be Donald Trump, it's not acceptable. You know, answer me this, Joe. Why is Donald Trump the only person on the planet that is not allowed to have an opinion about what goes on in these United States? Why is he the only person that's not allowed to do that? When he, you know, the buck stops with him. So why shouldn't he have opinion? I love, you know, he's the biggest get to the media ever. You know, they've got something to discuss. Absolutely every single thing. And does he make faux pas? Does he say things that maybe he could have worded better? Absolutely. But this is what I love about this guy. He is not the apologist that was, you know, the former resident of the White House. You know, Barack Obama would have been sending, I'm so sorry cards to Kim Jong-un and anyone that didn't like the way that, you know, Michelle had batted her fake eyelashes or how her wig was, positioned not quite badly on her head, and would have sent an apology card even for that. But the thing is, for me, what they don't like is that this guy is taking no crap.
Can I say that word on
the show? You muffled in the last two or three words there, so I don't even know what you said, so we're safe.
No, listen, you're right. It is amazing to me that the guy before him smoked in the White House. Did you hear anything about it? Did you hear anything about that?
No.
Not a word, right? When Billy Bob was in there, not only was he doing the ladies in there, but he was eating cheeseburgers too. He was a cheeseburger freak.
Right.
Okay? And they were okay with that. Because, well, he ran. See, this president says, I'm not running. I'm not doing anything. And, I had relatives that were overweight and lived into their 80s. I had a grandfather that lived into his 80s, smoking Camel non-filters, right? So, it's part of it is, like the doctor said, part of this is truly genetics.
Right.
You know, and I get it. I heart disease. I mean, I love the CNN doctor. We couldn't say anything about Hillary Clinton, and she was obviously having a seizure out on a sidewalk. We couldn't say anything because she was a woman, and an older woman at that. Yet we have a CNN doctor that totally diagnosed President Trump with heart disease without actually laying a hand on him. Isn't that amazing?
Didn't that make for good TV, though, when she was out on the sidewalk doing all of that limb jerking? And then the buddy double walked out like 2 hours later as if nothing had happened. I mean, that was just the best thing ever. But, you know, we get back to this all the time. It's a case of do as they say, not as Trump does. And the concern for me is, you know, I will back you to the hilt if you have things to say about Donald Trump that are legitimate about his policies.
Right.
I don't want to know what you think about his children or his wife or his ex-wife or how many cheeseburgers he eats in a day. If you want to talk about his policies, I can debate that with you 24/7. But I'm not going to sit and listen to you. Your argument is lost if all you've got to say is Trump is a racist. Trump grabs him by this. Trump did this. Trump said that.
Just
I do not care. I do not care. Let's discuss his policies. Because what else is relevant about Donald Trump right now apart from his policies and the way he runs the country?
Yeah.
None of the other things, they're all peripheral issues.
Yep. I am in total agreement with you. I find it just amazing. I used to say that there's two sets of rules here, but there really isn't. There's three or four or five sets of rules. There's one for conservatives that they just hate. And then there's the set for everybody else. As long as you don't have any, you know, again, I don't hate it. It's okay. I mean, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the very first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. Right? The left says, no, they're, because then there's right and wrongs, right? Then all of a sudden, you've got to live up to something. You've got rules to live from within. And because I talk too much, we're pretty much out of time. Why don't you tell people how to find you?
XanderGibb.com. You can find everything there. And, you know, God willing, the show will be back very soon. I can't wait to get back into it and get my teeth into some really juicy stories. But everything for now is at XanderGibb.com. God bless Donald Trump. God bless America. And God bless cheeseburgers.
Yeah, yeah. You can't say God on my show. That's illegal here in America now. Don't you know that? Well, too bad. It'll always happen here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Nancy Pelosi. We're going to do a whole couple of segments on Pelosi. Keep a barf bag close at hand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live.